Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there. It is 7.06 and it's Friday morning. It's raining out. Although they're saying the traffic is really light. I was just looking at some, we were watching KTVU in the other room, and all the traffic cams, people have either taken off early or are going to leave after work tonight, and they're saying the ride home is going to be pretty bad. And the rain continues on and
well,
off.
Well, Jane so. Will be there for you. Don't worry
sure
about
will.
That.
Jane's got your ride home covered. Unless it goes really late, and then she, you know, she's got to go home at some point. We're going to start with R. Kelly. R. Kelly has been very much in the news lately because of a, I think it's called Surviving R. Kelly.
Yeah.
It's like a six-part expose on him. Is that a Netflix show? What is that?
Lifetime.
Oh, yeah, Lifetime. That's right. So R. Kelly, as you're probably well aware, years ago was went to trial over a girl who was underage. And this is the P tape that people talk about mm-hmm. with him. She was underage and there was some of that going on. And the woman didn't, I believe that woman who had been featured in the tape as a young girl refused to testify. And that was one of the big reasons he was acquitted. Well, it looks like there's another tape. Michael Avenatti. That's right, Stormy Daniels' lawyer, the guy.
Guy who's currently in trouble right. for bankruptcy fraud.
Right.
And, I told you that story and, yesterday.
Yes, yesterday.
Was it domestic violence thing
I don't remember
going
that.
On?
But, yeah. you know, I'm going to say his presidential hopes have gone up in smoke. Mm-hmm. He says that he got a hold of the tape. Someone gave him the tape, and he handed it over to authorities in Chicago. Like CNN claims to have seen the tape, and they say it's clear and explicit. It's about 42 minutes long. During sex, the girl repeatedly refers to her 14-year-old area. The tape does include showers of the golden kind. And in case you're wondering, Avenatti is saying multiple clients have retained us for help in the R. Kelly situation. So he's saying this is
multiple victims, you mean?
Not necessarily. This could be parents who are trying to get their girls away.
Oh.
But he is representing interested parties, several, he's saying, not just this person with this tape.
Okay.
And he's also saying it falls well within Illinois' statute of limitations, that this is not the tape from, I think it was, he was arrested in 02 over that other tape. And I don't know when that was shot, but that one would have been that those statutes of limitations. You know, it's sometimes the statutes of limitations kind of kill me. Like, oh, if I can get away with it for long enough, I can never be charged with it. And I get that. I guess it keeps people from just coming out of the woodwork 40 years later or something. But it sometimes I feel like that's wrong. There's no statute of limitation on murder, right?
Right.
But is that the only one? Because what if you found out, you know, after 15 years, oh, I found out who stole all that money from me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, no?
Or through some new technology,
right.
DNA testing.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's see. This is not that same video, although it sounds just like it. And they're saying it's well within the statute of limitations. And so it's possible that this could be the thing that finally takes him down. I don't know if this means that the girl who's in it is willing to testify. I mean, I really don't know anything about who's even in it or when it was taped. All I'm hearing is that CNN says, yes, we've seen it. Avenatti said he turned it over to the Chicago police. And there's a tape of R. Kelly with a 14-year-old with all the gross stuff you've heard from other...
It's a VHS tape, so...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That means it's old.
Right.
Well, yeah. That was in the show. The R. Kelly documentary. It's in there. It's him. All those tapes he was making. He was making them nonstop. And he even said to that guy who worked for him, I can't stop making these tapes.
Well, what
he's
tape
like,
is
he's
this?
He's addicted to making tapes.
If this one is old
And that's how the tapes were disappearing is because he was walking around with a bag full of tapes.
Gross.
So anyone who was, you know, had an interest in protecting themselves or getting back at him could have taken those any time.
Mm. Well, for this to fall within the statute of limitations, isn't it like a 6-year thing?
6 or 7 years.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, VHS? Like, when's the last time you used a VHS?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to say 18 years ago? When did TiVo come out? Like, around near 2000.
I thought it came out like 97.
I lived.
98.
I lived in Burlingame when TiVo came out because we were given those.
Yes.
And I remember stringing my phone cord across the apartment and plugging it
thing,
in.
Right.
And I was like, God, I got to wait for this thing to do its thing before I can sit and watch TV.
It was pretty cool at the time, though.
Oh, hell
no,
yeah, it was.
It was fantastic, but no one wants to do a phone.
So 98, 99?
I lived in OB until probably 98.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was 98.
Although maybe he had like a really great setup and he was the one dude keeping VHS alive. I don't know. Well, anyway, whatever shakes out from this, let's hope that guy goes away. I hope that. Oh my God, the Jussie Smollett thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's some developments.
Okay. And are they, well, go ahead. Because there was so much. First of all, it's a horrific reality, what he reported was done to him. And then the report is maybe it wasn't done to him, which is not equally horrific, but really bad that someone might make something up like that.
And now there is some speculation that it's a complete hoax and that he set it up. That something did happen.
But he...
Okay, I'm going to just tell you. Here's what I know.
Okay.
Jussie Smollett is an actor. He plays a gay rapper on Empire, and in real life, he's gay. And he performs.
He's
an artist in his own right. He gets off a plane in the middle of the night in Chicago, and he stops at a Subway sandwich store a couple minutes from his house. There is his condo, and between the Subway and his condo, he is attacked. He alleges. By two men who were screaming, "Make America Great Again, you're the N-word, F-word from Empire." Like, they knew who he was. They poured some kind of chemical on him. We're hearing bleach. And put a noose around his neck. And he was beaten up. They have arrested two people. Or I should say they've got a couple of people of interest that they've pulled in. I think they're both Nigerian.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both extras on Empire. And they found bleach at their house. And I'm not sure
which
what
I'm
else.
Like, okay, everyone has bleach
house. Well, they found 5 bottles of it, which does seem like more than you would need.
Uh-huh.
But I was thinking the same exact thing. I'm like, well, arrest me too, because I have a bottle of bleach at my house too.
Yeah.
And so there are people who are speculating that this is a hoax. And then there's that he was going to be written off Empire.
Mm-hmm.
That his character's arc was coming to an end, and this was his way of staying in the media and staying relevant. However, the production company behind Empire are saying, no, he was not about to be written off. Yes, he had received threats at work. So there are questions and rumors that arose yesterday. The TV network and studio behind the Fox drama gave its full support to the actor and musician. The Chicago police also disputed a TV news report that cited multiple anonymous sources saying that Smollett had staged the attack because he was being written out of the show. They're saying, nope, he wasn't. The idea that Jussie Smollett has been or would be written off Empire is ridiculous. He remains a core player on this very successful series. We stand behind him. Police.
So I can't speak for television sets, and radio stations are now ghost towns, so it's changed considerably. But at one time, in any radio station, you would be hearing, pss, 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 everybody's getting fired. And you'd be like, oh my God, really? Why? Pss, 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 because someone's buying it and we're turning to another format. And that was every other day. Mm-hmm. There was a new whisper in the hall. Like you almost started to go, I got to stay out of that hall.
Yeah, right.
It's really freaking
maybe this
me
isn't
out
the business
out
for me.
Right. I mean, it's freaky out there. But that was... So I don't know what I imagine these jobs that everyone wants. There probably are whispers, regular whispers about whether or not you're getting enough lines, getting written off. Whether or not that would inspire you to pull this scam, I don't know.
So
I think not.
Yesterday on TMZ, it started with Jussie Smollett is being questioned again by the Chicago PD. Officers are talking to another man, an actor who also appeared on Empire. Sources connected to the case say that the actor, not Jussie, this other actor, mm-hmm. was picked up by Chicago PD Wednesday night right after he flew into O'Hare Airport. The two individuals are being questioned as persons of interest. Police won't say if they're the same two people seen in the grainy images. Remember some of the surveillance
yeah.
stills that we saw?
Mm-hmm.
The update yesterday on TMZ is police raided the home of the two men who cops picked up at O'Hare. The family... is saying they were both extras on Empire.
It wouldn't make sense that Nigerian guys are the ones who attacked him, though, on the video, right?
Well, I believe he said they were white dudes. But yeah, I have no idea if these are black guys or white guys. They're really just saying Nigerian guys.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
All right.
Are there white people living in
yeah,
Nigeria?
Yeah, I'm stereotyping, I guess.
I'm doing that as well.
I don't know what else to... I'm
but
working
if it's,
off
if
what
it's
you got
set then. Up and they figured out where the cameras weren't going to cover them. Let's see. Police raided the home of two persons. Police took bleach, shoes, electronics, and more. They also seized a red hat, which he had not said a MAGA hat. Apparently, in his statement, he said they yelled... Mm-hmm. You know,
make
this
America
is MAGA
great again,
country, right?
Yeah.
Two laptops, other items. The family said the two men left for Nigeria the day of the attack. This is consistent with what law enforcement sources had told TMZ, that the men left for Nigeria and returned this past Wednesday night, and the police tracked their travels and were waiting for them when they landed in Chicago.
So they're sweating them now?
That's what it sounds like.
All right.
So I don't know how all of this will shake out, but that is the latest that I have is that people are starting to speculate that this was staged.
The whole story is no win.
Absolutely no win. Tommy Lee and Brittany Ferlin, or Ferlan, possibly. She is, what is she, 20? I can't remember her age. She's an Instagram star, or Vine star. She's a Vine star, one of the social medias. This one,
Vine.
This
no one knows to Vine anymore.
Doesn't even exist anymore.
Right.
What is the best day to get married?
Valentine's Day.
They got married yesterday?
They did. Oh, she's 32. Oh, she's a fully grown woman. And he's like 100. So,
he's 56.
Yeah, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. Age difference. It's official. She captioned her Instagram post. We're married, Mr. and Mrs. Lee. Yahoo! He wrote, holy S-balls, we did it.
He probably... I can hear him clicking backward on again. Delete. You shouldn't write again.
Don't write again.
That's not special. How many marriages is he? This is his third
is
or fourth?
This is his fourth.
Oh, who is the other? So Pam, Heather.
Pam, Heather, and he was married to another lady for about a year, Elaine Bergen.
Well, this new Brittany one, I'm sure she's going to be forever.
84, 85. She looks like probably a Playboy bunny.
Oh, well, good for him.
She has 2.6 million followers.
And big boobs.
Brittany or Elaine?
Brittany.
Brittany, did you see the picture she put up for their wedding?
Is it the dogs?
Yeah, it's the
yeah
dogs.
She put two dogs, like, dressed for a wedding.
I guess
their dogs got married, too. Uh-huh. Anyway, congratulations on your Valentine's nuptials. Hopefully you won't make the list of breakups on Valentine's Day of next year. Johnny Galecki asked his much younger girlfriend's dad for her hand in marriage.
How'd it go?
This was another, so I guess this was a Valentine's. Oh, yeah, I guess he said yes. He approved. And I don't see their ages. She doesn't look much. He looks really young.
She's about 21.
Yeah, but he's not that old, is he?
Well,
Johnny Galecki?
He's probably closer to 40.
Oh, time is just
he
going
was on
too
Roseanne,
fast.
Right?
Right. Yeah. But he was a kid on Roseanne.
He was a kid on Roseanne and then, of course, made all the money with Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
He, I believe, is now doing some work again on The Conners.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Actually, I think he's coming back as a regular on
yeah,
The Conners.
He is making things difficult for Darlene or something. I forgot. 43 is his age.
Oh, boy. Yes. Well, good for them. Here's a picture of the happy couple together, Vinny. Sorry, I don't mean to keep knocking down
this
all your
stuff. This is the guy. Oh, this is the girl he gets, huh?
Yeah, she's cute. A cute girl. She looks
sure
fun.
Is. About 6 inches taller than him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, she probably has platforms on. I mean, you got to get all gussied up for those events where they're taking your picture. Mm-hmm. Cruises. Fun.
I don't like them.
Would you go on a cruise that had, like, your favorite musical acts on it?
No.
You wouldn't like
nope.
it fun?
Oh, I totally would.
Oh, go on. That's like, who would it have to be?
Well.
Would you? But you wouldn't mind going on a cruise anyway, would you?
I wouldn't. I like cruises.
Oh, you've been on some?
I've been on 3.
Oh. Long
short,
ones?
Short cruises.
Oh.
Just Mexico cruises.
I see. This is a pretty short cruise. It's about a 4-day trip. It's a Caribbean thing. Uh-huh. DJ Khaled did it a couple of years ago. It's a summer cruise music festival.
Oh.
So the whole festival happens. This is what Ja Rule should do. By the way, he's saying, I'm making Firefest happen.
He is saying that. What's he talking
what
about?
What is he doing? We'll get
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, you so, have the story? Because I'm like, I want to hear that. Yeah. What is he, nuts?
So DJ Khaled launched a summer cruise music festival a couple years ago, and now he's got another one. It's Cardi B and Post Malone. This is big.
That is big.
So it looks like they're going to headline it. It goes from Miami to the Bahamas and back again, June 28th, and it comes back on July 1st. Hmm. So I guess he's going to make it official this afternoon, but he teased it on social media. He did the same cruise back in 2017 with Future, Lil Wayne, and A$AP Rocky, calling it Summerfest Cruise at the time. But they're running it again this year. No word on ticket prices, but they're saying in addition to shows, guests will have opportunities for meet and greets with performers, parties with the stars, and even a discussion panel.
How fun.
And also your standard 24-hour buffet, pools,
right.
comedy shows, whatever. It's an 18 and up deal, too. So a lot of people will appreciate that. There won't be any, the kiddies won't be running around. So I think is it Carnival? Does it say? It doesn't say what line, but he's going to make a big. So if this sounds good to you, then they're making an official announcement later today. Ja Rule, he is basically saying don't rule out Firefest 2.0.
He's
I know.
If you
know.
Watched the, is that a documentary?
It is.
He says he hasn't watched either one of
well,
those.
Well, let me just say, the way that thing.
Of course he has.
That bleep is all over him, too.
Yeah,
and
well, he doesn't.
Frankly, a lot of
is.
The people involved also, I understand when you're in something, and especially if someone's sort of like trying to keep positive and, how you might get that group think and be like, well, he thinks we can pull it. They all knew that thing was going down 3 months before they got to that point when they had to change locations at the last minute.
Yeah.
You were already ripping people off. That was no longer the private island that you'd promised people.
No. Nope.
So
it was a beach somewhere.
Right. They were already ripping people off at that point, long before people showed up for cheese sandwiches.
Well, he says he's not laughing off the ordeal. He lived through it, and it was heartbreaking, but he wants to have a redemption story. He said he's back at it with a Firefest-like app and plans for a festival that will actually turn out to be iconic, as he had advertised the last one.
Is he going to do it in the Bahamas
again? There's really no further details, and I'm sure he's waiting for all the legal stuff to finish up with the first Fire Festival.
Well, I will say this. If he's able to pull it, he'll be able to, like, you know, piggyback off of all this bad press. But he's going to have to, like, partner with someone who does this.
Well, he should do it with DJ Khaled on a cruise. I mean, they're all set up for that. You know, just make it the most expensive cruise of all time and make Kendall Jenner go or something.
You know what I would say to that?
What?
If you give Ja Rule your money after having been burned the first time, you deserve whatever comes out of that. That is ridiculous. You know they ripped everybody off the first time. Yeah. You're going to... What?
It's on you if you do it. I mean, I actually feel like even if you put together the world's best festival, there would just be enough skepticism that I don't think it would work.
Go to number two. Wait, that didn't come out. Just go to... After he pulls one off successfully, then you go the next time.
Right.
Don't be the
person. He clearly had a vision for... I mean, it sounded awesome. Wow. It's just that they couldn't make it happen. Congratulations, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. Another Valentine's Day engagement. Beautiful ring.
Really?
Do you have a shot of that ring? Oh. I think it's on her Instagram. It's like six or seven big white diamonds on the outside and like a pink stone in the middle. It's gorgeous. Humongous. It's like a flower.
Wow.
So congratulations to the two of them. They got engaged yesterday.
And that's number two for both of them, right?
At least for her. Oh, yeah. He was married to some supermodel, wasn't
Miranda
he?
Miranda Kerr.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The chick who's now with Snapchat guy.
All yeah. right.
Mr.
Chat. Should we look
Chat. It up? Brad Pitt is working on... Oh, is that the ring? Pretty, huh? It's like a big old...
It's not bad.
Oh, my God, it's huge.
It is huge. It's the size of an actual flower.
It's the whole knuckle.
Right. Got to go big, you know, when you're Orlando Bloom. I mean, Katy Perry might say no to something smaller than that. It's got to be a clown-like one. I wonder if it squirts water out of the middle. Brad Pitt is working on a Chris Cornell movie. He will not be playing Chris. This is a documentary. Brad is producing it. No word from Chris's estate, but it's probably authorized. He was at a benefit concert put on by Chris's family and friends last month. So it's hard to imagine him doing something that wasn't, you know, with their wishes. Meanwhile, yesterday for Valentine's Day, Chris's widow posted a handwritten note that he wrote last year to his account for Valentine's Day. You know, the old handwritten note. He had terrible handwriting. No, I'm going to read it to
you. Oh, you're going to read it. Okay.
I write this with the quivering hand that is guided by the fortunes of a heart lucky enough to know true love.
Oh.
So, I mean, already I'm
in. I have to go to the bathroom.
My heart is a beating drum and my voice a clanging bell sounding to the world, I love you. Be mine, enjoy, lit only by the glow of our shining love. I love you so, Chris. Oh, it's heartbreaking.
That is a Hallmark card.
It's beautiful. And written in his horrible handwriting. Like, that is from his heart.
Well,
that poor woman. Poor all of us.
He did know how to turn a word. I mean, that's what he did.
A terrible
loss.
That
was his thing.
Vincent, what's coming up in the news, my
Oh,
friend?
So much stuff. Let's see. Hoarder mom.
Oh.
Are you a hoarder mom?
I mean, I don't think I am. I think sometimes hoarders don't know they're hoarders.
Right. Yeah. Well, then I'll let you know after these.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Over the weekend here on Alice, we've got four packs of passes for the California Academy of Sciences, which is very exciting. And next week, Florence and the Machine. She's coming to the Concord Pavilion on May 15th and all next week on Alice at 9, 12, 3, and 5. We'll have your tickets to go to the show.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years and the Subaru True Love event on now. Mm. That's Carlson Subaru and carlsonsubaru.com. here's what's happening. We'll begin with you may see a little break in the rain and think we're out of this. We're not out of this yet. So there's more rain coming. Enjoy the break. Go for a walk. Do whatever you got to do.
All right.
Because we're not done. And the snow is unbelievable. Also, the roads up there are closed.
Yeah. Right. So you can't get to it.
The texters are writing in 50 and 80 are both closed. So
just be patient. You'll get there. And it'll be worth it.
Mm-hmm. It looks like, you know, the cities struggle with this a lot now with these mega companies like Google, Apple, whatever. You hear Cupertino tripping that now that Apple's moved in, the average one-bedroom home is $3 million.
Right.
So there's a lot to take on when you consider Amazon moving into your town.
Yep.
Experts are saying Amazon has now scrapped plans to build a massive headquarters in New York City. And the reason? The neighborhood didn't want it. Fierce opposition from politicians angry about the $3 billion in tax breaks and the company's anti-union stance.
I heard that that was one of the big things is, it'll bring 25,000 jobs, but it won't bring 25,000 great jobs. Like, that these are, you know, jobs that, right, they're anti-union and that they're not the kind of jobs that translate into financial security for
well,
the people
if,
who
yeah,
have
if
them.
A company pulls the, we are only hiring part-time employees, then you are not getting insurance.
Right.
And therefore, you have to have another job to supplement your job.
Mm-hmm.
So, sure, that's one of the things. I don't.
And escaping all the taxes? That's just.
All of these companies. Look, you have to look at it, each situation, I guess, and figure it out. I don't know enough of the. I mean, I guess someone can get on Excel and put everything
sure.
in there.
Do the whole spreadsheet.
Show you why or why not.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, Amazon just said, well, we just won't. We don't need to.
Fine. We'll go somewhere else.
Right. Because someone else will say, gladly.
Oh,
get
the
in
whole
here.
Country was competing
right.
for it.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, that's one of those things where, look, Twitter moved into downtown San Francisco and there were some, I don't know what breaks they were given, but people bitched about that. And then, you know, it's like, have you walked out in front of their building anytime recently? It's not the best part of town.
Mm.
I don't know. I mean,
did they expect it to gentrify around them just based on people wanting to live near where they work?
I don't know what the expectation was, but I don't think they had a lot of companies going, yeah, we want to be there.
Mm.
That's a great spot. And downtown is Market Street is hairball.
Yeah.
For sure. So anyway, that's not the point. Twitter's there and maybe they like walking in human poop.
Maybe.
Because right outside their window, it's crazy. Every day.
Every day.
Anyway, Amazon will probably go to any number of... Texas has a lot of land, I hear.
Yeah. I think Chicago immediately reached out to them.
We'll welcome them with open arms. The average parent is a hoarder. They're hoarding 1,293 keepsakes from their kids' childhood.
We are not... Although we do have two boxes, good-sized boxes, labeled keepsakes.
That many of the parents are hoarding, not digital photos, regular old-time photos.
Right.
So there's shoe boxes of of thousands of photos tucked away.
Mm.
I
suppose if your parents were, I mean, even we were... when my kids, I don't really have any paper photos of them. We pretty much had gone to digital by then.
Well, I remember though you saying you were switching everything over. Like, didn't you take everything
we did.
To
we
a
took
place?
All of our, not the photos. We do have some paper photos and they're in albums. But pretty early on, we had a digital camera. We took all our videos because we had like VHS and like three other different formats of tape. You know, remember there were like everybody had their own special tape and little tapes, bigger tapes, medium-sized tapes. That was a pain. So we got them all transferred onto a hard drive.
The average parent has 34 videos and home movies, 29 art projects from school.
Oh yeah, the art you have to be really mean about that. Pick one thing you like the best and the rest is going.
It is so funny to watch my kid who now knows that her art ends up in the recycle bin.
Mm.
she goes and fishes through there and is like, Mom, I made this for Dad. Pulls that out. Mom, I... She's furious that her art ends up getting, but what are we supposed to... So, you know, of course, I have a rare opportunity to shine, and I'm like, give that to me. I'm putting that under the glass on the kitchen. That is not going in the recycle. This is... I'm going to eat my dinner right over this every night. Nice. It's a rare opportunity to shine for me, and believe me, it's rare.
Well, way to grab the... Grab for the golden
Mom
ring.
Does most of the stuff.
Yeah, she does most of the shining.
26 toys, 25 awards from school, 23 saved items of clothing, 22 report cards, 22 paintings.
Oh, boy.
The average parent is a hoarder of keepsakes from their kids' childhood.
Well, it's cute and everything, but then, you know, I remember when I moved out, my parents finally sold the house that I had grown up in, and they were like...
East Bridgewater?
In East Bridgewater, on Assamaquin Pines. They were like, if you want any of this stuff, you have to come and get it, because we're going to throw it away. And and I didn't realize that they had collected all this stuff over the years, and she'd sent me a few pictures, I was like... Weirdly, I do want some of that stuff, but just go ahead and throw it away because I lived this long without it,
right.
And I can't, like, every time I move, I actually love moving because it gives me an opportunity to just call the horde.
Right.
Yeah, and so we've actually been pretty harsh about what we've kept and not kept, but I do have two big boxes. And they have the baby clothes, the blanket that the kid liked, some artwork. Little things that are like, oh, like that one little train. I'm like, I can't get rid of that.
I love these stories we get from Reddit, but I would like to offer up our services. You know, when you write Reddit and you're looking for people's advice about things, you can always write us.
Just,
we have a podcast.
CC us, yeah.
We're happy to take up your cause.
And sometimes there's nice weird ones on Reddit, too.
Our podcast is known to have solved many problems.
Like every problem we've ever come across, we've solved all of them.
A bride posted her story on Reddit this week, and it said, am I the bleephole?
Oh.
Is she?
Well.
She says she has a good friend named Aaron with, quote, massive boobs. Literally bigger than should be physiologically possible because she has a hormone disorder that caused her breasts to grow to an excessive degree. This woman decided not to ask Aaron to be one of her bridesmaids because of those boobs.
Aww.
She won't be capable of wearing a strapless dress.
Oh, and that's what she's picked.
Also, she's worried that Aaron would be a distraction. I don't want people to remember my wedding for the bridesmaid with the giant boobs. People on Reddit chimed in and said...
Oh, you're asking me to guess?
You are the bleephole.
You are.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone said, yeah, you're a jerk.
It depends on how close. I mean, is this your best friend?
Well, if someone was going to be a bridesmaid, but she won't ask because of her boobs? What kind of friend is that?
Did she just say, listen, it's due to the smallification of the bridal party. I'm only having two.
Why can't people be happy for people? You got nice cans. Good for you. Let's have those up there next to me while I'm... That's so stupid.
Maybe she should offer to pay for a breast reduction.
She doesn't want that. She loves them. Like everyone does.
She can get like a halter dress or something. It's going to hold them up.
It won't match the rest of the dresses. You said, I've got a look going on here in my wonderful wedding, my incredibly important wedding.
Uh-huh. Why do other people's successes in life make yours less?
Oh, that's a success?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Everyone in the wedding would have enjoyed her. And it makes the bride feel bad?
Well, it's bride's day.
The whole wedding party would have been like that much better.
I don't think she's wrong.
For wonderful ladies, a present.
Now I have to change the style of the dress to accommodate her breasts.
The dress is fine.
No, the strapless is going to be a problem. Well, right, Yuzi? Come on. Strapless starts to hang lower and lower and lower.
Yeah, it's tough.
Pretty soon it's like, you know, down, you know, below where...
And you're and dancing, having a good time. And
there they are.
You look down.
Making a break for it.
Right.
The woman writer says... She actually took the feedback to heart and says she now realized she, quote, lost perspective and is going to sit down with Aaron and apologize and invite her to be a bridesmaid.
Well, that's nice.
It is nice. That's the way that's supposed to go.
I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
I guess.
Your success does not diminish mine. Aaron, we're both having
my
a
day
great
to shine.
Day.
I don't know.
No, we can both shine just fine.
It's my day. I'm feeling like you're a little too shiny.
People will enjoy you, and they'll enjoy me. It's
mm-mm.
twice
they won't even
the
look
joy.
At, they won't, they're not going to look at me. I'm just, I got to have, I need the attention. It's my day.
By the way, I had started this story earlier. It is wedding planning season as people
your
are getting
house,
their,
that's for
their
sure.
act together. The average wedding from last year had 136 guests.
Oh. What are you guys going to have?
Less than that, by far.
By how much far?
I think we're going to have 80.
Oh, 80 total?
Yeah.
Oh, that's only 40 invites, really.
Right. It's small.
Do you get 20?
No.
How many do you get?
Well, I it's not us. Like I sat there and divvied it all up, but yeah, I mean, I was like, well, my crew's coming.
Yeah.
This is us.
So that's, so we're 10.
And then I invited my friend James, and he's like, I can't be there.
Oh, good, good, good.
So he's not
coming.
I want
people to say no. Oh, your whole family, of course.
My brothers and my mom, my...
Jason Cisco.
I think I,
nipples.
Well, we're going to try. I told you.
Yeah, I just
no
like saying
nipples.
You keep, I know, but you keep saying it and it's
Billy?
Gonna, Billy will be there. Well, Billy's been invited. Whether he comes or not, that's up to him. Mm-hmm. But he's one of the guys that I've stayed pretty tight with through the years. Anyway, what are we talking about? Oh, yeah, that. The most popular month to get engaged is December. The most popular month to get married is September.
Oh, I'm surprised it's not June.
The average bride is 29. The average groom is 30.
Oh. That's older than it used to be. It's
oh,
really gone
look
up.
What's going away. The garter toss.
Boo! Oh, that's fun. You should do that.
The bride's tossing the bouquet.
Oh,
going
that's,
away.
Oh, that's so fun. So
why
fun seeing all this.
Fun? The garter's fun,
they're,
too.
I said they're both fun. I like those tosses.
You did the garter?
Who's, yeah, I did the garter.
You better do the garter, too. You doing the garter?
You better.
Well, he just said it's going away.
Yeah, I don't
I think he's trying to set us up for the stripped-down version of a wedding that
it's
we're going to
be pretty
attending.
Stripped down. I've already told you. It's going to be pretty stripped down.
That's fun.
What else is going away?
All the stuff. Everything's going away.
Love.
The actual wedding is going away.
Right.
Food.
How much time do I got?
You've got a couple minutes.
Okay. You want to do another story?
Sure.
All right.
Squeeze one in.
The biggest financial faux pas... includes bragging about your salary, underpaying on a split bill.
Oh.
There's a long list of them here, which I'll read to you. But a story that just made the news, and it's been everywhere, is this pro golfer, Matt Kuchar. Have you heard of him?
I haven't.
Okay, he's a guy. He's not the best guy, but
not
he's made good money. He's like worth almost $50 million bucks.
He's doing great.
He's doing really well.
Yeah.
He's got a bunch of sponsors. In fact, Skechers, I believe, is one of his sponsors.
I see.
And
right.
I know you're sporting a new pair
I
today.
I love my right. My Skechers are fabulous.
He was in Mexico recently, like last weekend, I believe, and won the tournament.
Mm.
He was there, though, without his usual caddy. So he picked up a caddy at the course and made a deal with the guy. Look, I'll pay you $5,000 for your services.
$5,000.
Actually, the way the deal worked was this much for the round, this much if we get into the weekend play, this much if we and this much if we win.
Okay.
Or whatever.
So the total would have been $5,000?
The total would have been $5,000.
All right.
So the guy wins it. And he wins $1.2 million.
Fantastic.
Right.
And this guy got $5,000.
Except $5,000 is far below the going rate for being a caddy.
Oh.
You're supposed to get a percentage of the winnings. You were part of the team.
But they worked out a deal before.
Right, they did. But this Kuchar guy looks like such a bleephole now. Mm. And it's all the talk. And these financial faux pas, he's saying, look, I made a deal with the guy. He got his money. What?
Is it like
and everybody else is
gotten?
Like, dude, you have sponsors and you look terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So now what are you going to do? And he's like, I pay the guy.
Yeah.
So these financial faux pas are a thing.
Well,
and
my question is, so isn't it a financial faux pas that was even revealed what he paid to this guy? So that guy is bitching about it or something?
I don't know why money is so openly discussed. But,
in golf.
But it got out there that this guy was grossly underpaid. Mm. And his fellow golfers are like, I would have given him $50,000. Like, that's what that's worth. Mm-hmm. You didn't even give him, that's not even 1%.
Of the $1.2 million.
Right.
Right.
That's like nothing.
Right.
You're supposed to give him 50K. He was with you for the whole thing.
Right.
He picked that club you used.
Yeah, but he's not my usual guy. I don't like him that much.
Anyway, other financial faux pas include taking too long to pay someone back.
Yeah. You know, if I have to ask you, bitch better have my money.
Yep.
It's bogus.
Don't act like you don't owe me.
Underpaying when you're splitting the bill, bragging about your salary, bragging about how much you spend.
You looking at me for?
I'm not. What do you mean?
Hey, you just looked up at me.
Well, I look at you.
Hi.
We talk. We're talking. Feeling guilty?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, sometimes, like, if I buy something and I feel like I got a good deal on it, I'll tell you what I spent on it.
Yeah.
I just got this house in Petaluma. Asking someone else about their salary, posting a picture on social media, showing off your riches.
Yeah.
I can
you
hear Hooman going, that's what social media is for.
Kardashians, I feel like they should have learned that lesson with the whole thing that happened to Kim in Paris. And who's the guy who just the other day was flashing his giant wads and saying motivation?
Oh, yeah.
And then he got robbed.
Outside of Usher's recording studio.
Right. I can't think of his name.
Not.
I didn't know
Lil
him before.
Baby? YNG.
Yeah.
Breezy?
That's right. Something.
The guy in front of the blue Lambo?
Yeah.
Oh, YNW Melly.
Oh,
that's so close.
Yeah, that was pretty good, Sarah.
This guy.
Asking how much, these are financial faux pas, asking someone, how much you pay for that? What'd you get that for?
Oh.
How much was that?
I've asked that before.
Talking about how much you paid for an item, using someone else's TV or music subscription without permission.
Yeah, don't do that. Come on.
Anyway, there's your financial faux pas. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The new music, Vinny. It's Friday.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.